Thanksgiving is undoubtedly a most unique American holiday. Our official celebration of this special day as a nation goes back over 150 years to the middle of the Civil War, when President Abraham Lincoln sought a patriotic observance meant to tie back together a fragmented nation. And so with this in mind, he wrote the following words to his fellow Americans on an October day in 1863. "It has seemed to me fit and proper that the blessings we have received should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and with one voice, by the whole American people, to set apart a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." President Lincoln, like our founding fathers before him, understood that what we have because of the goodness of God, from the very hand of God. However, we as Catholics and Christians are called at all times and in all places to give thanks to the Lord our God for his many blessings. As St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "I give thanks to you, my God, always because of the grace of God who bestowed on you in Christ Jesus our Lord." In the episode we just heard described by St. Luke, Jesus reminds us of the value of gratitude. Even God appreciates some thanks for the work he does on our behalf. Jesus' reaction, "Were not all 10 made clean? Where are the other 9? Shows his disappointment, not because he feels slighted, but because he had so much more to give them over and above their healing, such as the gift of faith, the grace of forgiveness, the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus is our model of gratitude. Time and again in the Gospels, Jesus gives thanks publicly to his Heavenly Father at the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, at the Last Supper, and before raising Lazarus from the dead, to cite a few. Jesus shows us how gratitude should be our response to all who are good to us, beginning with God, from whom all blessings come, to family, co-workers, neighbors, friends, fellow parishioners, and even strangers. All that God has given us has been given with the greatest of love. And so, my sisters and brothers, on this Thanksgiving Day, let us join in humble prayer before our gracious God, expressing from our hearts our gratitude for all God has given us as a people and a nation. May our gratitude for and our recognition of blessings shared and enjoyed bring us closer to our beneficent God, the source of all blessings, gifts, and freedoms. A blessed Thanksgiving to all, and thank you for all you do for our parish family.